Okay, we're back, and now Bitcoin's trying to break this level over here, the 65,850 level. I'm going to show you today why I actually trust this pump. I'm going to give you six reasons why I actually trust this pump, and that's why there's six fingers on that hand. Looks crazy. And then I want to give you a huge warning. If you are holding any of the tokens on this list, ETH, SOL, Injective, ICP, ADA, AVAX, DOT, NEAR, BNB, Atom, Tron, EGLD, ROSE, EOS, Tezos, Zilliqa, Algorand, LHBAR, you want to watch the show because you may want to dump these coins after you hear what I'm about to say. So, stern warning, if you're holding any of these tokens, listen to or watch the show. It's very important. So, six reasons why I think this pump is real, and probably six reasons why, if you're holding any of these tokens, you should probably reconsider your position. That is what today's show is about. If that doesn't interest you, don't watch. If it does, see you on the other side. I see John in the chat. He says, Run's individual calls are good, but overall market calls suck. Maybe John should be doing the show. Maybe John is the right guy to be doing the show because my calls suck, apparently. My individual calls suck. Oh, my individual calls are good. If you talk about individual calls, did you see my long Aptos short Sui trade? And did you see the results that yielded my beautiful account today? You can see my short Sui is up $557 and my long Aptos is up $230. So my account is actually looking very, very, very good in the competition. We're going to talk about that as well. I'm going to show you why I trust this pump. I'm going to show you why you should be careful if you hold any of the tokens that I mentioned on that list. I'm also going to show you a new L1 that is gaining most of the attention in crypto. And I'm going to show you how you can get into this L1. So we've got a lot to talk about today, actually. What, Ryan just obliterated all my fucking tokens? No. Chaps, you want to be listening to the show? You want to be listening to the show? Ryan, Sensei, listening carefully. Yes, sir. That's someone who knows. Great pair trade, Ryan. Even Josh came to me. Josh will think 84 times before giving me a compliment about my trading. And he walked into my office just before the show. Josh, what did you say? Tell the people, what did you say?
I gave him credit.
For what?
For nailing the screen after Australia.
He gave me credit for the first time this year. Josh actually gave me credit. He's never given me any credits. He's only given me credit for nailing a trade. Now I've moved my microphone. I have no idea how to move it back without getting it in the way. Anyway, okay, so lots to talk about today. So what I need you to do is just to smash the like button. That's it. We don't want any more subscribers. So don't subscribe. Just smash the like button. Destroy, obliterate the like button. Let's wait for people to unsubscribe before we let new people subscribe. Okay, can we close the subscriber list? Okay, close the subscriber list on YouTube. Let's wait for people to unsubscribe before we let people on, Anyway, let's talk about this pump and why I'm so confident about this pump over here. 300 likes. We are 1,700 people and 350 likes. Crazy. So let's quickly talk about the pump. Let me just get my screens in order here. So the first thing is I want to say that we are at a decision point for Bitcoin, because here we are and you can see that the previous high over here was at 66,400. And you can see that we got there again yesterday. So as it currently stands, Bitcoin hasn't put in a higher high as per this market cycle over here. So we're at a decision point and I'm looking for two things from Bitcoin. The first thing is I want a daily close above the 66,500. And I suspect that's coming really, really, really soon. I'll show you why I suspect that's coming really soon. That's the next part of the show. It comes down to one word. And that one word is going to convince you that we are actually going to break this higher high. Once we break this higher high, and we're very, 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 very close, then the level that I want to break is I want to break this level here on the line, which is about 68,000. Once we break that 68,000, so two levels for me. Number one, I want to break this 66,400, 66,500. Then what I want to do is I want to break this 67,000 or 68,000 level. Once we break the 67 or 68,000 level, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to the moon. And the reason why I say we're going to the moon is what people don't realize is that this has been a downward trend. This downward trend has been since March, 14th of March, all the way to October, 216 days of a downward trend. It's what you call a downward trend or a compression that is happening. We have Bitcoin as probably the most compressed that it has been for a while. And that's not only coming from me. I've seen a lot of other people talking about it. Tech Dev is one of them. He says Bitcoin is more compressed than its prior high than at any point in its history. That's how compressed Bitcoin is. And in order to get out of this compression chamber, what we need to do is we need to break two levels. We need to break the 66,529. That, I think, will happen today. Just putting it out there. Once that happens, it's going to be knife through butter until we get to about this level over here. This level over here is going to be a lot harder to break. Because this, you're talking about a seven-month downward trend on Bitcoin. We have to break down a seven-month downward trend on Bitcoin. Once we break that seven-month downward trend to Bitcoin, then we go into all-time high territory, and then we go into Valhalla. And that's the roadmap that I believe is going to happen. Now, again, I'm not really worried. Why? Because I'm just looking at the fundamentals, at the charts here, and I'm saying, okay, that's the first low. That's a higher low over there. I mean, you could call that a higher low, but that's an excuse for a higher low. You can then go over here and say, okay, these two, bang. You got the higher highs also coming in that thing. So the structure is looking good. Ben Cowan also says the structure is looking good. He says, look, we held over the bull market support band for the last couple of weeks. Now, remember, we fell below the bull market support band for a while. Now we're back over it. And it's been like that for the last couple of weeks. Feels like it's okay. And then Gumshoe actually says something interesting. He says, look, we're pretty much, if you look at the RSIs and you look at where we are, we're pretty much repeating 2013. And this is the 16th of October, 2013. And this is the 14th of October, 2024. I'm going to move out the way so that you guys can see it. See, look how beautiful that picture is. So that is where we're at. From a structural point of view, I actually believe the chart structures look very, very good. Much better than they've looked for a long time. So I hope I get this right, because if I get this right, then I can go back to John, who at the beginning of the show said, my calls are good, but my market structure stuff is better. What did he say? He said, I'm not so good at market structure stuff. Let's see if I'm right. The reason why I do think I'm right this time, brother, is because of this. It's because of one word. Really, it's all because of one word. And that word is like a very basic word in markets. And it's a very basic word in markets. In fact, it's probably the most important word in markets. And that important word in markets is simply demand. We finally have demand back in this market. And I want to show you what I mean when I say that we finally have demand in this market. The demand I'm talking about is not only demand from the leveraged apes to take out leverage. And by the way, this is what the leveraged demand looks like. People are starting to move aggressively into leverage. But we had a massive, massive, massive spike in spot volume. As you can see, James Van Straten says, he says, in that 66K run up in Bitcoin, we saw the highest spot volume, 220 million in 3 months, about a seventh of the size we saw in the March all-time run high up. Bull market is going to be mad. Now, what he's saying is we haven't had real demand for Bitcoin for a long time. And it seems that the demand for Bitcoin has actually started to really come back. And that's not the only thing that we saw. So CryptoQuant says there's been a spike in Bitcoin demand growing at the fastest pace since April 2024. So it looks like we're starting to break into a level where there's all of a sudden renewed demand into Bitcoin. You can also see it here from a metric which is actually called apparent demand. Now, apparent demand is not like apparently there's a demand. Apparent demand is the difference between production and changes in inventory for Bitcoin. Production refers to mining, the mining issuance, while inventory refers to supply inactive for over a year. So what we're seeing is that all of a sudden, there is a lot more demand in the market than is actually being produced, and that is around supply that hasn't been active for a year, right? So there's a lot of new demand coming. When you look at other demand and you look at TradFi demand, I'm looking at two things here. One, you can see here, there's been a spike in demand. And so the open interest has grown. The second, the last part of demand is, you can see that yesterday we had one of the biggest inflow days on Bitcoin in a long, long, long time. 555 million into the ETFs yesterday. I mean, it was such a crazy day that even GBTC had inflows. Imagine that. Imagine people aping into a product where the fees are like ridiculously, ridiculously high. That even that happened yesterday. So all of a sudden, I mean, look, people bought $37.8 million of GBTC when they're paying 1.5%, when they could have bought exactly the same product from any of these providers at 0.25%. Don't ask me who the people that bought that, but some people actually bought that, which was crazy. Now, look, it could have been that this demand came in yesterday because there was the BlackRock's earnings call. And on the BlackRock earning call, Larry Fink was actually asked about Bitcoin. And he was extremely, extremely, extremely bullish and complimentary in Bitcoin. I'm not going to put you through a three-minute earnings call. But in this three-minute earnings call, or the three-minute section where he talks about Bitcoin, where he talks about Ethereum as well, he said actually Ethereum was very, very, very important. I'll play a little bit of it just so you can understand.
Well, first, I'm not sure if either president or other candidate would make a difference. I do believe the utilization of digital assets are going to become more and more of a reality worldwide. Conversations we're having with institutions worldwide, conversations about how should they think about digital assets, what type of asset allocation there should be. I mean, we believe Bitcoin is an asset class in itself. It is an alternative to other commodities like gold. And so I think the application of this form of investment will be expanded to the role of Ethereum as a blockchain can grow dramatically. So
he was bullish on Bitcoin and Ethereum. And what he brought it down to, he said, look, we don't have enough data yet. But when we finally have enough data and we can use this data to convince the ETF, the buyers, he says that's going to be the aha moment for Bitcoin. So he says, I'll quickly get you some of the summary. He says, let me just find this. He says, okay, he says, and what we're witnessing in other countries, we're seeing big success in India, Brazil, in digitization of their own currency for various reasons. But we believe the technology of these blockchains are going to become very additive. And then you'll overlay AI and having better data analytics, and the applicability and the broadening of these markets will actually occur. So he says the aha moment for Bitcoin is actually coming. And he compared it to the housing mortgage category that was created, which I think today like an $11 trillion category. And he said it all came down to actually being able to get data, to provide them with the data. So maybe that is why people went and aped into the ETF yesterday. Either way, here's where we're at. I mean, let's just take a summary point of exactly where we're at. As I mentioned to you, there's a massive compression in Bitcoin. As TechDev says, it's more compressed against its prior high than at any other point in history. He means that it hasn't broken up above the all-time high. It's more compressed than it's ever been. But also, this has been happening when no one is actually interested in crypto. Now, what I mean when I say no one's actually interested in crypto? Retail's not here. People that were here have actually left. Okay, so just like understand what the fundamentals are behind this compression. Retail, not here. Raoul Paul mentioned it very well. He said, back in the UK, talking to my oldest, dearest friends, literally no one has interest in crypto or even markets in general, unless they are in the city. They think I'm weird, correctly, but humor me. What you'll generally find in a bull market is that everybody's interested in markets and everybody's interested in crypto. Now, we're not there yet. Not only are we not there, but the people that were here have left. The people that used to watch YouTube shows, the retail investors, they're not here anymore. Okay, they're gone. The people that are here, the people that are left here, either have massive PTSD. The PTSD says, we'll never break above the 65,000 level. We'll never break above the all-time high. We've tried to break above the all-time high 842 billion times, as can be referenced by this chart. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We've tried to break out at least 7 or 8 times. We haven't broken out. In fact, every time I thought we were going to break up above this today, and I think it's actually going to happen. You got to watch the show. Let's just quickly just do a prayer. Can we quickly just do a market prayer? Okay, so as I was saying, just before we did the market prayer to try and get... By the way, if you are at home, you should try and do the same thing at home. The people that are here just don't believe in pumps anymore because it's PTSD. I mean, we all have massive PTSD. And I agree. Like I'm one of these people that has had PTSD. Every time I've thought the market's going to break out, it didn't break out. Maybe that's why John at the beginning of the show said that I'm very bad at calling market structures, because I'm not a fortune teller and I haven't been able to predict when the market's going to break out, even though the market hasn't broken out. So someone says the prayer works every single time. It does work, and we'll do it again together at the end. So the people that, there's no one here. Outsiders don't give a shit about crypto, and they will at the end of the bull market. I promise you that. But by the end of the bull market, the Uber driver, your hairdresser, by the way, apparently my hairdresser did a very good job yesterday, but that's what you guys have been saying. By the end of it, my hairdresser will be talking about crypto. Yeah, my hairdresser will be talking about crypto by the end of this. And right now, nobody actually cares. The people that did care aren't here anymore. They left. The people that used to watch YouTube and Twitter and whatever else, they're not here. They've gone. Cheers. They couldn't last this whole time. So it's very, very, it was a very, very hard place to be. The people that are here, well, they don't give a shit about Bitcoin. All they care about is memes, because when the market moved sideways, the DGN said, look, we're not going to play this Bitcoin from 58,000 to 61,000 and then back to 58,000 and back to 61,000. We can't do that anymore. We want to play memes, and we want to try and make money playing memes. And they made a lot of money playing memes. And so what you're getting is this compression with Bitcoin. But it will come back. And when it does come back, it'll actually melt faces. It really will melt faces. Because this is usually the part right before the masses actually start paying attention. And I love this tweet over here, because I think this tweet wins tweet of the century. It says, just ask my landlord to increase my rent. That's how much I believe in this market. I mean, is that not tweet of the year? Tweet of the year. Yeah. Because Josh came to me this morning after he read this tweet and he said, bro, you don't need to pay me a salary anymore. That's how much I believe in this market. Isn't that what you, I mean, bro, tell the truth. First, he gave me credit on my Aptos Sui trade. And then he said, bro, you don't need to give me a salary anymore, because that's how much I believe in this market. Just give me trades. Yeah. Just give me trades. So, so I believe that this is going to be the breakout. Now, look, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong. And there is one indicator that kind of says that I might be wrong. And the indicator that kind of says that I might be wrong is actually, funny enough, the same indicator that I showed you earlier. And that is that we had a huge inflow on Bitcoin on the ETFs yesterday. Now, why do I say that could be? Because the last times that we had big pumps, the biggest pumps or the biggest buy-ins on Bitcoin were like local tops. And so what we're realizing is that the people that buy the ETFs are actually just retail investors who like buying local tops. Now, that is the counter argument. That is the counter argument here. But I want to just bring something up here. And what I want to bring up here is the fact that maybe I'm wrong about this specific pump. Maybe it won't be this pump. Maybe it'll be one next week or the week after. But I have a few things on my side. The first thing that I have on my side is history. History says Q4 of the halving year is an explosion. History says any Q4, it gives a median return on Bitcoin of 88%. History also says that if the money supply goes up, then the price of Bitcoin needs to go up. And the money supply, I mean, look at where the money supply is and look at where the price of Bitcoin is, right? Like, this is global money supply. This is like trying to swim against the tide. Like, you're swimming against the tide. Reality is that you can try and swim against the tide as much as you want, but the tide's coming. And so it's almost impossible. So I have history on my side over there. Nodler says, history is about to repeat itself. This is magic. God only knows how much time I spent this summer saying it was time to accumulate. History teaches that Q4 after halving is when the party really starts. 2016 was the year I joined crypto in the crypto market, and the timing was exactly this. 3 weeks before the US elections, I remember that's when everything started to rise. The same thing happened in 2020. Again, 3 weeks before the US election. So I have election history also on my side here. What is the election history? The election history is we are now 3 weeks away from the elections. Today is the 15th of October. The elections are on the 5th of November. History says that 20 days before the election, Bitcoin actually starts taking off. That's what history says. And you can see that every time that we have an election, it's always a halving year, of course, because it's every 4 years. You can see that the election is more or less the time when Bitcoin starts to go parabolic. You can see it happens every single time, right? And right now, as I said yesterday, the elections are running away from Kamala and running more towards Trump, which is good for us. Very, very, very good for us. I think that, you know, Johnny says, I think many people forget that Trump plans to make Bitcoin a reserve asset for the United States. That's what, at least that's what he said in his campaign. And so I don't see, I mean, I see a world where Trump comes into office and we get $100,000 before the end of the year. I agree. I also see now that Kamala is trying, realizing that she's falling very, very, very far behind. And what she's trying to do is she's trying to quickly, quickly, quickly catch up. And so in quickly trying to catch up, she's trying to appeal to all the markets that where she can get votes and where she is losing. And so her campaign came up with an unbelievable, unbelievable, unbelievable strategy. When I tell you the strategy, you won't believe how unbelievable the strategy is. The guy or girl who came up with the strategy should be fired. But let me tell you about the strategy, right? So Kamala realized that she had two weak points. Her first weak point, crypto people. Crypto people ain't going to vote for Kamala. That's the first point, weakness, is that crypto people will not vote for Kamala. And the second weakness was that black men were not going to vote for Kamala. So the campaign genius said, hold on, why don't we create a campaign that kills two birds with one stone? We can bag crypto people and black men with one thing. And that's when the geniuses came up with this. Vice President Kamala Harris vows to support a crypto regulatory framework in plan to support black men. Okay, what the fuck is this, honestly? What the hell has crypto got to do with black men? Okay? Other than, of course, big packages. That's the only thing that crypto has. In, someone says BTC God Candle. That comes on the... I told you, the prayer works every single time. I told you. Did I not tell you that this was going to happen? Okay, now we need to close above here because then we've got that higher high. And then it's this level over here, which, by the way, I don't think is going to be like a knife through butter. I'm letting you know, it's not going to be like a knife through butter. Huh? Let's pray the prayer. Guys, I know this is disrupting the alpha, but the prayer seems to work. And when something works, we should... Just do me a favor. Everyone, Josh, just come here. Hardest, just come here. Let's do it together. Okay. At home, just stand up for 1 second and let's just do this together. Bro, the prayer has never, ever, ever let us down. We started praying, it was 67,030. We finished the prayer, it's at 67,139. The power of prayer, ladies and gentlemen. The power of prayer. The power of prayer. So, Kamala Harris will create an opportunity agenda for black men. Protect cryptocurrency investments so black men who make them will know that their money is safe. Now, look, I've always said that if you have a big package and you invest in cryptocurrency, your money will be safe. What Kamala Harris has done is take this to a whole new level. She's basically said that if you are a black man and you have a big package and you can invest, she will protect cryptocurrency so black men who make investments in cryptocurrency will be protected. I mean, that is a stroke of genius. Josh, can you believe what Kamala Harris did there? She combined black men and cryptocurrency into one policy statement in a bid to catch up to Donald Trump. I mean, can you believe it?
How did she think of this?
So, look, black men aren't really happy about this. So you're polling horribly with black men, and now you think you can just buy their votes with loans, gambling, and weed. Ansem, who, by the way, is a black man, by the way, Dempsey, black men not showing up in the polling numbers for them. Hey, maybe we should let them smoke weed and launch pump funds in peace. They'll like us again. Bro, what the fuck does this mean? So Ansem, as a black man, is really upset. Now, look, I've seen Ansem at the conferences, and I've heard that he has bought one of these big packages. That's what I've heard. I don't know if it's true, but I've heard. Look, Tim Walz.
Look, Tim Walz. You all know it.
This is really funny. Okay. Just before I talk to you about Tim Walz and how funny this is, Kamala Harris, just because she heard that Trump was going to go on to Joe Rogan, has also decided to go on to Joe Rogan. She's so desperate now to win. She's realizing how bad it is. And her running partner, Tim Walz, he's saying, look,
you all know it. We can't have four more years of this. We won't have four more years of it.
We can't have four more years of this, but his running partner is the vice president. His party is the party. He's saying we can't have four more years of this. But his party is the party that is running the country at the moment. Anyway, that's enough of a rant about Kamala and big packages. By the way, if you are a white male and you want a big package, you know where to go. There's, I don't even know if there are links below anymore, but if you want to buy a big package, if you are a black male, don't worry, Kamala will protect you, especially if you're investing in crypto. If you are a white male investing in crypto, Kamala is not going to protect you. So the law is only going to be for black people. And this show is going to be removed off YouTube because it's going to be a racist show. And we're talking about packages and it's going to be very bad. Anyway, let's talk about altcoins because I think that that's why you're all here. Holy shit, look at what's going on with altcoins. Another green, beautiful day in the altcoins to celebrate the pump. You see the pump, the prayer worked again, 67,342. 1 second. $67,377. We just did it again. And we'll keep doing it until the price carries on going up. Anyway, let's go to altcoins. I want to talk to you about altcoins for a second. That's what the altcoin markets look like. Athena is running. We'll talk about Athena today. Turbo is running again. Pretty much everything's running. So you got to look for the ones that are moving slightly more than the others. Super is hitting all-time high. Radium, great trade for those who took the trade yesterday. I do want you to talk about a trade that I did take yesterday in the Bybit trading competition. So here's the trade. You can see it over here. There's a couple of trades that have actually happened that have actually gone up. So the first thing is I went long Aptos and I went short Sui. And as a result, what you can see is I've made 20% on each of them. So I've made 40% on that long Aptos short Sui position, right? Now, what was my thinking there? My thinking was that the two would close one versus the other. So I thought that Sui had overrun. And when you've run too fast, you invite yourself to only get attacked and you're inviting yourself for more downside than upside. And that's exactly what happened. You know that there was this accusation that somebody was selling or the foundation was selling $400 million in tokens. And I just thought to myself, like, Sui's had such an amazing run. It's going to be very hard to keep that momentum, but people are going to want to go for the catch-up trade. And so that's what happened. So I took that trade. And you can see that on that trade, both of those positions are up. So the short Sui is up $214. The long Aptos is up $218. The Beam trade that we took yesterday is up $790. The Say trade will catch up. And I'll explain to you in a second what my logic is. I told you my logic for taking the Beam trade was because I think a gaming narrative is about to hit this market. And now you can see that this gaming narrative is about to hit, which is exactly what I told you guys yesterday. The Sui Aptos Say trade is the one that I want to spend a lot more time talking to you about today. And that brings me to the next part of the show. By the way, before we get the next part of the show, if you want to join the Bybit squad, our Bybit squad, it's not too late. You can join our Bybit squad. You can just open an account on Bybit. Here's the thing here. Join our squad after you open the account. You use that link to open the account. Then you open the account. and you will join our squad. Now, our squad right now is the biggest English-speaking squad in the world. On top of that, I want to just show you something about the squad here. The person that is coming second, okay, we know him. His name is DJ and David. And I can say to you that DJ and David did not know how to trade, had no idea how to trade, kept losing his money trading. This is a true story. I know DJ and David. I know exactly who he is. This year is DJ and David. Our winner is right here with us. Dave, welcome, buddy. You just won a Tesla, bro. You just won a fucking Tesla.
Yeah, it's awesome, man.
Before David joined Sniper School, he used to get wrecked. After he joined Sniper School, the guys just won the trading competition. He's turned $400 in his Mixi account into...
It's over 200 now.
Unbelievable.
Bro, well done.
Thank you.
You got a Sniper School shirt on. What did it do for you?
I did everything for me, man. You guys were the last for me, man. You guys were the last hope.
That's incredible. I'm so proud of you, bro. And I'm excited for you to come join me.
So he won the last trading competition, and he attributes all his winnings in the competitions to Sheldon Sniper School. Now, Sheldon was actually coming. He was in the top 10 a bit earlier. Here he is. Sheldon's number 8. This tells you something. In the top 10 traders in the competition, you've got... David, who's at number three, was at number 2 a second ago. These two are... he should be number 2. Why is this guy... He's got...
Heavyweight.
Okay, he's a heavyweight. A heavyweight is much bigger. And then you got David, who's got 563%. So actually, David, in percentage terms, is winning. Well, Sheldon's actually beating him. Sheldon got 575%, and David's got 563%. The two biggest percentage gains in this competition, both of them... Learn to trade at Sniper School. Now, you can also learn to trade at Sniper School. You can do it for free. You go here, you click, you learn how to trade. You've got 7 days to do it. Do it. Guys, here are the statistics. The stats don't lie. The two biggest percentage gains, David and Sheldon, both of them learned to trade in Sniper School. Come on, guys. It's free and it's that obvious. Come on. Go and sign up. Anyway, let's go into this trade. I want to talk to you about why I took these trades. This trade, easy, pretty self-explanatory, right? This was a pretty self-explanatory trade. This trade over here, long say, short Sui long Aptos, is a trade that I want to talk to you about. And I want to talk to you specifically if you're holding any of these tokens on your list. Because what you can see here is that there's a list of layer one blockchains. ETH, Sol, Injective, ICP, AVAX, DOT, NEAR, BNB, Atom, Tron, EGLD, ROSE, EOS, Tezos, Zilliqa, Algorand, HBAR. If you're holding any of these tokens, you got to listen up, because I think that you should strongly, strongly, strongly take a look at your portfolio and decide whether or not you want to be holding any of these tokens. And the reason why I'm asking whether you want to be holding any of these tokens is because there's a difference between old layer ones and new layer ones. Now, you'll realize that the trades that I've taken on the L1s here are the new L1s. I've taken Aptos, Sui, and Say, as well as Beam, which is, you can call it a new L2. The reason why I'm focusing on those things is because I know how the cycles work. You have the old L1s, and the old L1s are at a massive, massive, massive disadvantage to the new L1s. And I want to talk to you about what this disadvantage actually is. A new L1 sells itself based on the promise of its technology. Right? So if I look at a list of the new L1s, this is the list of the new L1s over here. This, we could just unhide this whole list. You've got Sui, you've got Aptos, you've got Sonic, you've got Say, you've got Saga, you've got Dimension, Celestia, Neutron, Zeta, Bearer Chain, Monad. All those chains are not really launched. And if they are launched, they don't have a lot of traction yet. But investors are willing to give them very, very, very high valuations because it is about the promise of big things to come. Maybe I shouldn't have said it like that. It's about the promise of big things to come. Okay, and we'll talk about big things to come in a second. Someone says Ryan has checked the price. Let's check the price. Unbelievable, almost 68,000. Look, I think we're going to break this thing today. I don't know how else to say it to you guys. I mean, it's on the line. It can't break through like a knife through butter. But we can try the prayer again, because the prayer seems to have worked for us before. Okay, so, yeah, it worked. Unbelievable. This prayer is unbelievable. Anyway, let's go back to it. So, What you can see is that you can see that the new blockchains have an advantage. Why? Because they are evaluated on the promise of big things to come. It's like the promise of big things to come. The old layer ones are evaluated on the success of what they've already achieved. That's the first thing. The second thing is that the new layer ones have all their tokens in circulation, or most of their tokens in circulation. So two advantages that a new token has. One is they have less tokens in circulation, which means that less buyers can drive the price up quicker. The second reason, or the second thing that that new tokens have, is that they are not evaluated on what they've actually achieved, but on a PowerPoint or what they're going to achieve. Okay? That is the two differences. And so that's why I said, if you're holding any of the tokens on this side, you have to make sure that the fundamentals and the traction that these tokens are getting is bigger than the promise of the new things to come with the new blockchains. So let's talk about this. Let's look at ETH. I think ETH's been a big disappointment. We've said it before. And I think that I read this, and I think that this is a very, very, very good breakdown. It says, Ethereum is in deep trouble. Uniswap actually made an announcement to move off-chain on Ethereum. So I don't know if you guys saw this yesterday, but Uniswap made an announcement. And that announcement is that they designed this thing called UniChain. And so Uniswap, which has been working and paying fees on the Ethereum blockchain, now started their own chain called UniChain, which is a layer two on Ethereum. I think it's a layer two on Ethereum. Anyway, what this does is it actually takes the fees that we were paying Ethereum to do Uniswap transactions and moves it to their own chain like a layer two, which removes about $380 million a year. I think it was that the number? Let's just quickly look at what the number was. It was a big number. It was like, I don't have the number here, but it was like $380 million a year that was moving. Here we go. It's cutting out $368 million in fees to Ethereum and moving it onto the Uniswap chain. So Ethereum, you could say, has been quite a disappointment, and that's why the price of Ethereum has gone down. And then I look at the rest of these. Solana has been the exact opposite. Its growth has actually been faster than the market expectation was, so to speak. And that's why right now what I'd be doing is I'd be going all in on Solana, and I'd be going all in on the Solana ecosystem. Because when it comes to the promise of big things to come, Solana has actually delivered beyond the promise. Ethereum hasn't delivered and it's been punished. Solana has delivered and it hasn't been punished. Now let's move down the list. You got to ask yourself, with all of these that you're holding, is what they have delivered bigger than the promise of big things to come? And if not, then you should pivot into the promise of big things to come. Now I'm going to tell you how, I'm going to give you a story about the promise of big things to come versus reality. And then this video is going to be deleted off YouTube because it's a bad story. Imagine that there's a woman who's married to a husband, right? Now, she knows exactly what the size of her husband's package is, right? Because she's been with her husband for a long time. Then she goes to gym and she meets a guy at the gym. And the guy says to her, look, I got a way bigger package than your husband. Way bigger package than your husband. That's like the new shiny blockchain. He says, look, I haven't delivered anything yet, but I'm telling you that I got a way bigger package. I'm way faster, way better than your package, right? Than your husband. And then the girl really wants to find out, like, about the size of his package, right? And the only way to find out is she has to leave her husband. So she leaves her husband and she goes to the new shiny package guy. And then the new shiny package guy takes off his pants and shows her the package. And she goes, what? And that is the moral of the story here. The moral of the story here is that the new shiny package is always more intriguing than the package that you already have. And that's why, unless you believe and you know for sure that this video is going to get taken off YouTube, eh? Unless you know for sure that your blockchain can deliver above expectations, then chances are the share of mind of your blockchain will be stolen by the promise of big things to come. You know what I mean, right? So Ask yourself a question if you're invested in any of these. For example, NEAR Protocol. Love NEAR Protocol, have a position in NEAR Protocol. But I've got to kind of ask myself, NEAR Protocol has been around for as long as Solana has been around, and as long as a lot of the others have been around. It's like in its third cycle. How much actual traction has NEAR Protocol been able to deliver? It's been able to deliver the best technology in the whole world. No doubt about that. Sharding, account abstraction. They talk a good game about AI. But how much has it actually delivered? How many applications? How many of you trade on a NEAR DEX? How many of you have bought NEAR meme coins? How many of what's the pump.fun of NEAR? Is it Sweatcoin? I mean, no, it's not. And so you have to ask yourself a question. In this cycle, would you rather be in NEAR or in a shiny new blockchain? Would you rather be in Barrachain, which is coming out soon, or a Sui or an Aptos, right? And that's what you got to do if you're holding any of these blockchains. And to be honest, I think that the ones that have delivered, I think Solana has definitely delivered. I think Injective is delivering. And I'm not sure if it's delivered just yet. I think that by this, AVAX may be delivering off the grid kind of delivers. Okay, Dot, look, they tried to revive it, didn't actually work. NEAR, you got to be like, I mean, Tezos, EOS, Zilliqa, Algorand, HBAR. I mean, okay, guys, I'm actually even going to make those black. Doesn't exist. Okay. You have to ask yourself a question and you have to move to the new shiny object for the cycle, because otherwise you're going to get stuck in Cardano land or in XRP land. So like when I say Cardano land or XRP land, so this is XRP land, just for those of you who don't know what XRP land looks like. XRP land is, it's a world where while everybody has been moving up, right? XRP has decided that instead of going up, it prefers to stay at the same level that it was at in 2018 and 2019. Okay, that is what you call XRP land. Then there's another place called Cardano land. Okay, I'll quickly take you to Cardano land. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Cardano land, where the price has moved sideways ever since the 9th of May 2018. Why? Because they're not delivering traction as quickly as they're not delivering traction as quickly as the promise, right? Solana is the exact opposite. And that's why I would be going all into the Solana ecosystem right now. I would be going into Jupiter, Radium, or all the Solana ecosystem right now, because it is the one blockchain that is actually delivering. It is the one blockchain that is delivering on transactions, delivering on DeFi, delivering on everything. And that's why yesterday I told you I went big into Radium. I went big into Radium at like 180, 190. I think I looked at Radium earlier on today. I think it was already 210, and I'm assuming that now it's probably a bit higher. 211, 212. Okay, I should have taken that trade on the competition. Dumbass. Keep forgetting there's a competition. Keep forgetting the competition's on. So again, I'm saying to you, every cycle, in the new cycle, people love the new shiny objects, and those are the ones that land up making money. And in order to pump the new shiny objects, because they have less tokens in circulation, it's easier to pump those tokens than a mature token where all the tokens are in circulation. And so make sure that you are buying the new shiny object and you're not stuck in XRP land or Cardano land or HBAR land. What does HBAR land look like? I think it's a country where, let's just see, HBAR. Actually, I haven't looked at the price yet because I was too busy reading all the announcements that they've announced. Oh yeah, HBAR land is the same. It's the same price as it was in February 2020. Okay, do you really want to be in a token that's in the same price that it was in February 2020? Seriously? Is that why you entered blockchain? To be 4 years later at exactly the same price? Now, before we go, I'm going to quickly, I want to bring your attention to one ecosystem that, actually, no, you know what, we'll do that ecosystem for you guys tomorrow. There's a new ecosystem I want to talk to you about. We'll do it tomorrow. I do want to talk to you guys about DBridge. So the token generation event for DBridge is actually happening. A lot of you guys did get a lot of tokens in the DBridge airdrop, and congratulations to you guys if you did. I think you guys are going to make a lot of money. When I look at BitGet, you can actually trade the DBridge tokens. You can trade DBridge tokens, even though the trade, it hasn't launched yet. You can trade. I think it's like a pre-trading. It's called pre-market trading or whatever it's called. A lot of you landed up making a lot of money, and I want the rest of you to also make money in this DBridge thing. And so how you do it is very simple. every time you want to transfer money from one place to another, every time you want to transfer money, let me just quick connect the wallet and I'll show you how it works. Let's connect my MetaMask wallet. Okay, so I'm quickly connecting a wallet here for us. Let me just connect the right wallet here. 1 second. I'm going to connect an account for us. The account that I want to connect for us today is the demo account. We have a DBridge demo account. Now you can see in this DBridge demo account, let me connect it first quickly. Is it the right account? Yes, it is. Okay, so you can see that I've connected the account for us over here. And in my account, I've got $3,382 worth of ETH. So if I wanted to send, Josh, can you can't tweet from my Twitter, hey? Okay, let's go to my Twitter and we'll actually send some people, we'll send them ETH right now. If you are watching my show, drop your soul address now. Okay, so if you're watching the show, go and drop a soul address into this thing. Now I'll show you how DBridge works. What DBridge allows us to do is it allows us to send money, which is currently in my wallet on the Ethereum network, right? So I've got 1.2 ETH, which is $3,200. So let's say that I wanted to send that ETH, which is currently on the Ethereum network. So let's say I want to send 0.001 ETH, right? And I wanted to send it to receive it in Solana and to arrive in Solana. Should we say in Solana USDC coin or should we say in Solana? Let's say in USDC coin. No, let's go back. Let's say we want it to be USDC on Solana. So what do you realize I'm doing now? I'm sending money from the Ethereum blockchain to the Solana blockchain to somebody's wallet, and they're going to receive it in a completely different currency. I'm sending SOL, they're going to receive USDT. Now, to get that, I go to DBridge. DBridge is the quickest and cheapest place to actually make something like that happen. Now, I'm quickly going to grab an address. I'm going to grab Fahad. Fahad's a big fan. I know Fahad's a big fan. He watches. He always likes my tweets. His name is Fahad Al-Nasser. Now, I'm going to go back to DBridge. Now, you see I've copied Fahad's SOL address. Okay, let's just quickly see if it accepts the address. Okay, now, you see, I'm sending 0.1 ETH and from my ETH wallet, and Fahad is going to receive it as USDC in his Solana wallet. I'm going to press confirm trade. Okay, I'm going to sign and proceed. Okay, I'm going to just, I think I have to sign the transaction. So let me just confirm the transaction. Bang, sign the transaction. You guys are watching this in real time. Confirm the transaction. You're watching this. Transaction is broadcasted. Remove the comments, please, guys. Transactions is broadcasted. Watch, in a matter of seconds, order created, order fulfilled, bang, the money's gone. The money's left my account, and it's in Fahad's account at the moment. Now, that took us all of, and then you see it's been debited from my account. That took us less than 5 seconds. Cheapest fees on the market, less than 5 seconds, and you will get more tokens in the new airdrop. Best bridge that I use is DBridge. Here it is. You know how to use it. There's a link below. Use this link. Use DBridge. You will not only stand a chance to get $10,000 sent to your account immediately, but you will also get new airdrops. So every time you want to move money from any wallet to any wallet, look, if you want to move money from your ETH wallet and you want to deposit that money onto your, Linear wallet or Polygon or BNB chain, and you want to receive it in whatever token you want to receive it, that's how quickly it'll happen. Anyway, listen, guys, I've had a lot of fun here today. I really have. I would have had much more fun if we broke that 68,000, but I told you, I don't think it's going to be a knife through butter. That 68,000 level is can't be a knife through butter. We're going to challenge this a few times before we break it, but we are going to break it this time. That's for sure. Someone said baked, proper market conditions. I did tell you what the story with baked was. Our market maker was Gotbit. Problem is Gotbit of stop market making. So we're just waiting to get our tokens back. once we get our tokens back, we'll start market making again and everything will be fine. So I wouldn't worry too much about that. Emojify is pumping. Let's quickly look at Emojify. I actually haven't been following, but I do like the Emojify narrative. I just think a lot of people don't get it. So Emojify, for those who don't know, like you put in cat and you look for the cat. Okay, the cat one is down, but I guess the dog one must be up. So it's dog, cat. Let's look at dog. Dog's back at $9 million. And then the other one that, which I like, is the USA flag, which is America. Yeah. How do I put the flag in here? How do I put emojis again?
Use the bottom left button on your keyboard, the FN.
FN, okay. So, FN. Okay, USA. Flag. See, that's how you get to the Emojify narrative. Most people can't even get there. Okay, I've only got three positions. Dog, cat, and America. I've got a position in America. Because when Trump wins the election, America wins. What about Sui memes? Yeah, if you're playing memes, yeah. If you are playing memes. I think Sui memes could actually do very well, to be honest. I think long Aptos, short Sui for now. See, look how this trade's coming to fruition now. So long Aptos, up $447. Short Sui, up $335. So this account is now up. I mean, I haven't even invested a lot of the account, and I'm already up quite a bit. I'm probably up 30-40% on the account. Josh, how do I see where I am in the competition?
Slide to the top.
Slide to the top, yeah.
And then click on the
WSOT. Yeah, that.
Yeah.
Okay, what number am I in the competition? I don't expect to be high because I'm... My dashboard. There, my dashboard. Okay.
Squad details.
Okay, my squad individual. Okay, I've got a long way to go. A long way to go because I'm in middleweight.
That's not against your squad. The squad details
on that. Okay, my squad details, yeah? Okay, let's go. 119. Okay, we're making our way up. I'm making our way up. I mean, I'm playing the slow game here. I'm playing the turtle and the hare. I'm playing the turtle because I don't want to be the hare. I'm taking good trades here. I think if you followed those trades, you would have done well. David and Sheldon are beating me at the moment. I'm going to have to smash them. I love the way it says Sheldon is a lightweight. Because Sheldon's probably trading like a $50 account, bro.
Yeah.
And David's a middleweight. I'm also a middleweight. Well, how much money do you have to beat to do heavyweight?
10K.
Oh, I should have put in 10K. Can you think I can still put in?
No.
You can't?
No.
What, that's it?
Yeah, you can't upgrade.
You can't upgrade? No, I'm sure you can.
Contact support.
Does it say contact support? Okay. All right, guys. Let's quickly look at the altcoins. I mean, it's so nice to be here while everything's pumping. AR's pumping. Good. Super pumping. Super is at all-time highs, which is amazing. Not all-time highs, but cycle highs. All-time highs are $3. Turbo, the AI generated meme coin. Look at that. See, Phantom is an excellent example because Phantom was an old coin, but actually Phantom is a new coin because now they're launching Sonic. You see, they're launching Sonic, so it's actually a new coin. It's not only an old coin; it's a new coin. All right, guys, let's go. I'll see you guys again tomorrow. Big show tomorrow, and tomorrow I'm going to talk to you about. I want to talk about Hyperliquid. I think we need to start spending some time on Hyperliquid, even though you can't really buy the token. But yeah. All right, we'll see you guys again tomorrow. Until then, have fun, trade well, my friends.